A Brazilian Senate committee investigating President Jair Bolsonaro submitted its findings today to the country's attorney general, recommending the president face criminal charges for his handling of the pandemic. The inquiry is unprecedented and scathing, accusing a sitting head of state of crimes against humanity for Brazil's COVID death toll, the second highest in the world. Here's Nick Schifrin.
It is a memorial of grief. What activists call a shrine of shame. 600 tissues for the more than 600,000 Brazilian lives lost. Their posters ask, who is responsible for this tragedy? The Senate's answer, largely one man. From the beginning, President Jair Bolsonaro opposed a nationwide lockdown, blocked mask mandates and social distancing requirements, and denied the virus's gravity.
In my case, given my athletic history, if I was to be infected, it would not necessarily concern me. I wouldn't feel anything other than at most a little cold or be under the weather.
He touted unproven therapies. After testing positive, he called antimalarial hydroxychloroquine a cure. Just this week, disparaged vaccines with lies.
The reports from United Kingdom government officials suggest that they are completely vaccinated. They are developing AIDS faster than what was expected.
Facebook and YouTube later took down this and other Bolsonaro videos. While spraying his fire hose of falsehood, Bolsonaro told Brazilians to stop whining and push to reopen the economy.
The collateral damage of the measures to fight the virus cannot be worse than the very illness.
Brazil ended up with the world's second highest official death toll just after the U.S. Senator Omar Aziz led the inquiry.
The presidency is an institution. The presidency is not an office in a bar where you can say what you want while drinking beer and eating barbecue. Bolsonaro tells the Brazilian people about unfounded studies when we ask to vaccinate the population.
A majority of the commission's members endorsed the report's recommendations to accuse Bolsonaro of crimes against humanity, inciting an epidemic, charlatanism, and misuse of public funds. The 1,200-page document found Bolsonaro's government omitted and opted to act in a non-technical and reckless manner in the fight against the pandemic, deliberately exposing the population to a concrete risk of mass infection in order to achieve herd immunity. Today, the report was submitted to Brazil's Attorney General Augusto Aras. He is a Bolsonaro appointee and does not have to pursue charges. Bolsonaro himself has repeatedly dismissed the committee and its report as politically motivated.
How good would it be if the Senate committee was doing something productive for our country? They took time from our Ministry of Health, public employees, humble people and businessmen. They produced nothing besides hatred and rancor.
For more, we turn to Dr. Luiz Henrique Mandetta. He served as Brazil's Minister of Health in 2019 and 2020 until President Bolsonaro fired him over their differences in how to respond to the pandemic. He's now laying the groundwork to run for president of Brazil and joins us from Brasilia. Dr. Mandetta, thank you. Welcome to the NewsHour. You were the committee's first witness. Do you agree with the charges recommended?
Yes. Thanks for having me here on PBS. Well, the committee made 6 months work, and on the 6 months, they showed too many mistakes that were under covert. The negationism on buying the vaccines, not negotiating with Pfizer, 81 emails from Pfizer offering vaccines, and they said no. Then they tried to buy vaccines from India, from Covaxin, that didn't have not even a phase two. Then they showed very clearly that the president had another office, a parallel office that was trying to sell chloroquine and ivermectin and make all those fake news. So there were so many mistakes, so many things that was shown by this committee that we think that it's going to take more time to really put them under justice.
As we just heard, President Bolsonaro says that these charges are politically motivated, created by political opponents. You're running for president against Bolsonaro. Are you making your charges because of your political opposition to the president?
Well, they talk, but they're facts. They're not. They don't have answers for anything. There are so many mistakes and wrong things, wrong decisions, and a toxic leadership that he made. last week he said that who takes the vaccines goes into HIV. So he keeps on doing it.
When you urged him to take the virus more seriously, why did he say he was resisting them? Where was he getting his information?
Well, he said that he got into a false dilemma that says between economy and health, I'll keep with economy. And he decided to do that when he came back from a trip that he made to Mar-a-Lago, where he met President Trump. On the next week, they were both with a chloroquine box on their hands, and they started saying to governors and mayors not to stop the economy, let's keep on working, take this medicine that it will work. They didn't want to prepare the system to anything. By that time, I was looking and saying, well, maybe the Americans have some, you know, just like on the movies, that they come with some kind of vaccine or a medicine that will solve the problem, because they are really not taking any kind of measure to protect their people. And when I saw what happened in New York, in all those hospitals at Central Park, you know, the health system could not handle all of that. I gave to him three kind of scenario, one very optimist, another realist, and another pessimist. And I showed him that if he would take the way the decisions that he was going to do, that we would have this kind of deaths that unfortunately we had. So he knew what he was doing.
Do you believe President Bolsonaro believed what he was doing could actually save the economy?
No, he always knew that he would have more problems with economy, but he just won a political vaccine. So he made that choice in an election way, thinking on the elections.
What happens if the attorney general equivalent does not pursue criminal charges? Do you think actually that the penalty that Bolsonaro may face is actually more political?
Well, I think that by this time, this is a Senate committee. They have a lot of things that were shown and now are going to be sent to the prosecutors. I don't know which they're going to probably go deeper in these investigations. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. It's like you turned the light on, but now you're going to have the cases, and this is for the prosecutors.
Dr. Luis Enrique Mendetta, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.